All right, guys, welcome back to the Life of Pi podcast with David, Simi, Josh, Ryan, and Isaac, and of course me, Luke Powers. Today, we're going to be looking at chapters 47 through 56, and here's David with the summary.
So first we start off, the sun dawns again, and Pi is of course with the zebra, Orange Juice, the orangutan, the hyena, and of course Richard Parker, the menacing Bengal tiger. And in these next chapters, of course, the zebra is starting to die off, but he's still alive. After all these chapters, he's still alive. And then now, with this happening, Orange Juice and Hyena start fighting. And they start fighting, I think, in total, two fights they had. They have, like, commotion, they have conflict and all that. And then, sadly, Orange Juice is decapitated by the hyena, and sadly, the hyena is basically dominant in that group besides the Bengal tiger. So then now, we also learn about Richard Parker's name and how that kind of correlates with the story. And then, of course, he realizes that Pi has not eaten or drank anything in 3 days, which is crucial to his health and will affect him throughout the entirety of his journey and his survival. So now he realizes he needs to find food, so he goes into the lifeboat, mistakenly sees the tiger with life jackets, which are of course orange, and he gets scared. And then he finds food and water that will last him 93 days of food and then 124 days of water, which is of major importance in this story and will make him survive throughout the entire thing. And then later on, he decides that he doesn't want to live or just stay on the same boat with these animals, and then builds a raft and then kind of separates himself from the lifeboat with the animals. And then that kind of concludes what these chapters are basically about. Back to Luke.
All right, thank you, David. So today you guys sent us, like last time, Twitter questions, and here's one for Isaac. How do you think Pi feels in chapter 47 when the hyena attacks Orange Juice? How do you think he felt?
I feel like it kind of describes how he's mostly fearful and he's also shocked at the same time. So then he just watches and he's too scared to intervene because one of them might attack him.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he's still afraid of Richard Parker still in there.
Sorry to jump in, but he's been with them for years to come. Like, he's always taking care of them. And to see them die off like that is just awesome.
It's kind of, heart-tearing. So my next question is for Simi. In the situation at the moment, do you think Pi will survive with all these dangerous animals on the boat? How do you think you would feel if you were Pi? Like, would you be scared? Like,
really, I think Pi is smart enough to survive with the wild animals on the boat. He went to college, or he would be learning about the zoo animals, and I think I would have been able to survive too with just leaving the animals alone and trying to get food and water to survive.
Yeah, that's very good. All right, so our next question is for Josh. How and why does Life of Pi emphasize Richard Parker's size and strength?
Well, Pi wants to convey the impact of Richard Parker's presence to the reader. After killing the hyena in part 2, chapter 53, Richard Parker poses as if in an intentional, even affected, display of mighty art. Pi notices art in Richard Parker too. His coat shines with a radiance, and his face looks like the wings of a butterfly. The tiger is much grander and more intimidating on the lifeboat than in the zoo. Readers can see clearly the foe Pi is contending with as he emphasizes the tiger's danger. The long yellow stalactites and stalagmites of his teeth. The description may seem exaggerating, but Richard Parker plays an outsized role in Pi's life. He's an enemy, a companion, and a dear friend. The detailed descriptions of the tiger show the care and love Pi came to feel for him. Pi's admiration and fearful wonder when he looks at Richard Parker also motivates him to keep the tiger alive. He's not as attached, for instance, to the uglier but less lethal hyena.
Yeah, Richard Parker is pretty intimidating. All right, so another question we were asked is for Ryan. How relieved do you think Pi feels once he finds all the supplies in the boat?
I think he felt really relieved because that was a big worry for him, not having food or water.
Yeah.
And so I think finding it was a big relief because he now feels more able to survive now.
Yeah, for sure. I feel that. All right. So our last question here is for David. So the person said, belief is a major theme in this novel. How is belief in God and the belief in a story paralleled in the life of Pi?
So of course we know that Pi is very religious. Of course he's practicing three religions and he really wants to be closer to God and really wants to go to heaven. Now I have a little quote here from chapter 53. He says when, I guess, he's on the boat, says, so long as God is with me, I will not die. Amen. That really gives, I guess, an overall perspective of how Pi feels about what he's going to do on the boat and how he's going to finish and how he's going to survive and how he's going to do all these things with these life supplies, with these animals, with the lifeboat, how these, I guess, things correlate with how he's going to survive. And God, of course, is with him, and this correlates with Life of Pi because life is basically a story. Life, things happen, and things are going to happen, and God is going to be with him, and that story is going to be with God.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Of course.
So all our questions were asked, and now, I mean, I've just been thinking while reading this, Pi is such a brave young man.
Oh, of
just
course.
In my,
without a doubt. Without
like,
a doubt.
He's out there by himself with the world's like most dangerous animals.
And to even think about the things that he's doing, to even think about what's going on, it's just phenomenal how he can even think about these things.
Insane.
Simi, I know like Pi is in these situations, but do you think, like, actually no, scratch that. With these, I guess, things happening, what would you do in these situations? Like, would you even think about this stuff? Like, it's just crazy to believe how these things would happen.
At night, it's kind of shocking how Pi is at night, how he's so calm and not, like, worried about his next meal. So it's just crazy how, like, if I was out there, I would have been worried at night. I wouldn't be able to go to sleep. It would be hard for me to manage myself, like, being out there at sea. So I would just be, I would be worried and try to get help as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And that is just phenomenal.
Yeah, it's just crazy. All right, that was our podcast. I hope you all enjoyed. Thank you for listening.